Let's listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across
Lakey.
Australia, this is the Danny Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
Well, this podcast does have a hint of minor grievance and subtle annoyance. I did list a list of things that annoy me a little. I screwed that bit up as well. And I know this bit's pre-recorded, so I could potentially go back and re-edit this and no one would ever know. That annoys me a little bit, but we'll push on. Also, what happened when you forgot someone's name? Classic bit of Joe Biden gear today when he forgot ScoMo's name. His name's Scott, by the way, Joe. Australia's vaccine race is really hotting up, really heating up in the final stages. We talked about that, but first things first. What a fascinating, wholesome story about the Blokes Facebook group called Blokes and Their Ice Creams. 130,000 members strong on Facebook. Strictly for blokes, no girls allowed. Just blokes who love their ice creams with a simple format. You join the group. You encourage other blokes out there when they post a photo of them eating their ice cream. They're at peace with their ice cream. They're at one with their ice cream. They post a photo. It's a brave photo, brave bloke with a brave ice cream. And then you comment underneath saying, oh, cream on, bloke. Cream on, bloke. Oh, have a great ice cream, bloke. The community really gets around you. You comment uplifting things. We have no time in the Facebook page, Blokes and Their Ice Creams, for negativity. No name calling. It's a positive environment. People get around each other. The boys get around the boys. And then, of course, from time to time when you're eating an ice cream, say, hey, can you just take a photo of me? I've got to upload a photo to Blokes and Their Ice Creams. A few blokes will probably get around me when they see me eating this ice cream, actually, so I've got business to attend to. It's good fun. There's plenty of blokes and their Facebook groups out there. Blokes and Their Ice Creams, Blokes and Their Zinger Boxes is another one. It follows a very similar format. Blokes are eating Zinger Boxes. Blokes are having a Zinger Burger. They post a photo. The boys get around it again. Yeah, nice. Zing on, bloke. That looks like a great Zinger Box, mate. Enjoy your Zinger Box. I'll be posting. Oh, you got me in the mood for a Zinger Box now. I might have to post a photo of my Zinger Box a little bit later. Yeah, well, bloke, you got around me. I'll get around you a little bit later on. That's the way of the blokes and their Facebook pages. Blokes and their toasties. Same thing. Blokes toasting up a storm. Posting a photo. Bloke, selfie, toasty. Recipe for success. Blokes and their lawns. Blokes and their bed slips. Blokes and their frappes. Blokes and their footlongs. Blokes and their milks. All real life Facebook groups with thousands of blokes encouraging other blokes. I thought, how can I give back to these blokes? The blokes that have given me so much. I mean, I've just been take from the blokes all these years. It's time for me to give to the blokes. I want to pay the blokes back. I thought, oh yes, there's only one thing for it.
I'm a bloke, I'm a knocker, and I really love your knockers. I'm a labourer by day.
And I'd like to make a new Facebook page.
Yes! I'm making a Facebook page, baby. I'm going to be the moderator, I'm going to be the approver. I am creating a Facebook page for blokes only, and it will be a new blokes and their ... The question is what? We're blokes, we know this. But what can we celebrate? If the ice creams are taken and the Zinger Boxes are taken, what Facebook group page can I create that will welcome blokes in to post photos of a certain something? We get around, we follow the format. It's a positive, uplifting environment in this time for blokes to get around and share our common interests. Just trying to spitball a couple of ideas here. Blokes and their condiments, I was thinking. Maybe a man who's just having a great time with a little bit of aioli on the side. He posts a little photo of that. Hey, lads, check out the aioli. Isn't it? Doesn't it look creamy? Doesn't it look creamy, blokes? They'll say, yeah, aioli on, bloke. No worries about that. A little bit later on, man might post a photo of his mustard. Man and his mustard. Is there any condiments going on? Just spitballing ideas here. I was thinking maybe possibly blokes and their yolks with just eggs. Eggs, different styles of eggs. Poached eggs, fried eggs, of course. Your scrambled, your toad in the holes, your omelets, etc. And bloke would post a photo, whether he's cooking it, eating it. Maybe he's out by himself at a restaurant, by himself, feeling a little lonely. Post a little quick selfie. Hey, I'm just a bloke with some yolks on my toast. And quickly on Facebook, people get around it. 133353. Just looking for some ideas. Because it's not just my group. It's our group. So if there are any ideas on 133353, what group would you join? If I make the Facebook page, the blokes in there something. What is it? Peter in Brisbane. Hello.
There you go, mate.
It sounds like you're a bloke. There's some real blokey sounds going on back there. What do you think the Facebook group should be?
Drunken Feeds.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you over all that bloke ambiance in the background. What was it?
Drunken Feeds.
Oh, Drunken Feeds. Yeah, good. Blokes and their Drunken Feeds. Now,
no. what you're cooking when you're drunk or when you're buying crap.
Oh, I know. I know all about the drunken feed. Hashtag 7 years sober. Hashtag every day's a struggle. Hashtag day pass. But yeah, absolutely. I love it. Who doesn't love a drunk feed? The only problem, me being sober, would I feel like a fraud running the group itself? Or would I be the sober voice of judgment that everyone needs to post and not post?
We'll drink the blue beers then. They're alcohol free.
Yeah, could do that. Yeah. Oh, I'm feeling a bit yeasty after my 6 Carlton Zeros. Oh, check out this palmy I've made, boys. Not bad. There's a couple of other problems here. We do have blokes and their benders already on Facebook, blokes and their walks homes, and blokes and their pub meals. So will we be competing with other blokes' Facebook pages is the only question, but I like it. It's definitely a working title. Damo in Riverston, hello.
Yeah, g'day.
G'day. You're a bloke?
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, you got a Facebook page?
No, I don't. Oh.
Well, if the right Facebook group is created, maybe it will force you into the world of Facebook. From what I hear, it's the hottest social media app right now. It's the hottest one there is. What is the potential title for the Facebook page?
I was thinking Blokes and Their Barbecues.
Very nice. Blokes and Their Barbecues is good. Much better than someone else who rang up just before that we couldn't put to air. Blokes and Their Bongs. Love the creativity. However, don't think it's going to fly, especially with a radio integration sort of element to it. Blokes and Their Barbecues is good. Are we talking about the actual barbecue setup itself, the hardware, or the meals that are cooked on the barbecue? Or
Bit of both.
Yeah, sure. And some people will say, nah, be more specific. Who cares? It's our group. We're the blokes. We're the blokes making it. So it doesn't really matter, does it?
That's it.
Just looking at potential competition, there is already blokes and their steaks, which may interlap somewhere, a couple of thousand members there. Thank you, Shane, in Victoria. Hello.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. What do you reckon? Yeah,
I was actually going blokes and their steaks.
Oh, blokes and their steaks. Yeah, it is a big one. Can't believe someone else has thought of it first. Such an original idea from us. Blokes and their steaks is there. Blokes and their home-cooked meals is there. Blokes and their meats are there. It's hard to weasel in. There's already 8,000 members on the blokes and the steaks.
What about blokes and their mustards?
Blokes and their mustards. Their mustards. Specifically mustards.
Yep.
What are we talking? Well, Dijon, American, seeded, yep. English.
But yep, all of the above. I've also got mustard infused with. It's gone off the top of my head.
Yeah. Well, that's a great thing about the Facebook group. You would have time to post this photo. It's not some sort of live. What mustard do you have? You could prep it. You could set a filter. You could take the selfie with you with the mustard. There'd be no problem there. There'd be no mustard confusion.
I'm just going to the fridge to see what mustard is.
Please do. Because don't leave us on tender hooks like that, please.
No. So it's and I found that Aldi is quite good.
Yeah, nice.
Pig mustard. got the Dijon. Got the seeded, and I've got mustard with truffle.
Oh, wow, that's big. And I was on the fence until the mustard with truffle, and that's the thing. You post a truffle mustard sort of picture, all of a sudden the other blokes be like, hey, mustard on, bloke, where can I get this truffle mustard? You'd reply in the comments, hey, you can get this one at Aldi or other mustard retailers and whatnot. And all that's of a sudden, we've got dialogue all of a sudden, and that's half the battle with a Facebook group.
The truffle mustard is the bomb.
Truffle mustard. I wouldn't mind tasting a little bit of Shane's truffle mustard.
I'll send you some.
Yeah, thank you. Rick, in Blackrock, it's just blokes getting around blokes tonight. You can already feel the vibes. What do you think maybe is the Facebook page?
Blokes and their burgers.
A lot of food ones coming through. It seems too good to be true. Let me just have a quick scroll of if there's any blokes and their burgers ones going on. We've got the Toasties and we've got the Zinger Burgers. As well. Zinger Burgers plus Toasties already might be a crowded market. You know, blokes and their frappes, blokes and their benders, blokes and their nose beers, blokes and their steaks, blokes and their smokers, milk, pokies, lawns. Oh, there is. There's blokes and the burgers. 2,000 members. Damn it. It reads there, just a place where the average bloke can get together and share their passion as a burger connoisseur. So good.
Absolutely.
So the good news for you is you can just join that page. We don't need to get that one off the ground. That is there waiting for you with, dare I say, open arms. So I like this. Blokes and their nose beers is one of the great groups. Blokes and their curries. Blokes and their burnouts. Blokes and their meagering. Mustard sits nicely with me. Little qualm, is it too niche? Got some thinking to do over the holidays. Do we combine it with more of a condiments game? No doubt there will be a Facebook page up and running in the next week or so. It will be a private group. You will need to request the friendship. Dare I say, blokes only.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
Australia's COVID-19 vaccination rates. How many people have had the job in your local government area? That's the title.
Coronavirus!
The race is on to get Australia to that magical 80% vaccination rate, but some areas are streaking ahead, whilst others are falling behind. I like that they've made it a little bit more competitive, because it used to be state versus state. They've really upped the rhetoric around LGAs over the last couple of days. He's like, oh yeah, 50.5% in Queensland versus 62.3% in New South Wales. It's a real state of origin tussle at the moment. And I was like, no, let's go even deeper. Let's zoom in on Google Maps a little more. LGAs. It's going to be, oh, which housing estate is the most vaxxed? The first housing estate to have 100% fully vaxxed, lifetime supply of chicken. It's getting real specific here. And I've got a couple of numbers here, a couple of suburbs. Let me just peruse through the cities and suburbs. Sydney, in three LGAs, more than 90% of residents aged over 15 have received their first dose. Highest rate of vaccination in terms of LGA in the whole country, Hills Shire, 93.3%. Whoa. Big from the hills.
After this COVID thing, like, traffic is getting so bad.
Melbourne's not too far behind. Bayside on 80.7%. Geelong on 76.1%. In Brizzy Southern Downs, LGA is leading the way with 63.7. Sunshine Coast, 60.6. Come on, Sunshine Coast. Come on, Sunny Coast. And in Adelaide, Holdfast Bay, 72.6%. It's a real race now, which is it's a little confusing, because I remember that it wasn't a race for a while, and then it was a race, then it wasn't again. And I mean, I think I'm aware whether it's a race or not now.
It's not a competition. It's not a race. You got to get it right, and it's got to be safe. It's not a race. It's not a competition.
So it's not a race, or it is a race?
Well, you don't describe a vaccine rollout as a race. That's the Melbourne Cup's a race. The Stall Gift's a race.
Oh, yeah, the Stall Gift. That is a race. That's one of the great races. My third favourite race of all time, actually, closely, just behind the Swedes and the Brazilians. But I think it is a race now. I think we need to get real specific. And there are certain people who need the vaccine. There are certain people who want the vaccine. And there are certain people racing out there who don't want the vaccine at all.
Here we are for the race that stops a nation, quite literally. We've been saying it for many years, but I think we can all agree this truly has been the race that stopped a nation, brought a nation to a standstill. We really have stopped, and no one is quite sure if we will ever get going again. Nevertheless, all loaded in, ready for a jab. Racing straight to the front for essential health worker who's sick of doing overtime. Out well was the person who's bored and is just excited to leave the house, followed by tradie bloke who couldn't give two shits and just wants to get back in the pub. He's been tailed by Instagram influencer who's running dry on content and life mantras to share with her followers. Then there's a gap right back to Byron Bay hippie who's waiting for the TGA to approve sage-infused CBD oil. Back behind her is anti-vax mum who needs to see more evidence but has been extremely vague on how much evidence she needs to see and how long exactly she's waiting to see it. Freedom fighting vigilante is at the tail end of the field. He claims that the vaccine's all about the government controlling him. Little does he know the government have been tracking him ever since 2013 because he's simply one of the most cooked you'll ever meet. So as the vaccine race draws to its conclusion, final turn, it's essential health worker who wins by a length to person who's just excited to leave the house and have something to do. Tradie bloke who's sick of drinking tins in his lounge room by himself finishes third. Instagram influencer is just waiting for the right lights to finish her race and will probably post around 7 p.m, which is prime time for likes. Big gap back to Byron Bay hippie mum who's actually stopped to pick up a potion from a friend of a friend who claims it cures her baby's psoriasis. Then holding up the rear is anti-vax mum who's too busy sharing legitimate scientific articles she's read on www.pharmaceuticalsrascam.com. And freedom fighting vigilante who should count his lucky stars that he isn't locked up in prison finishes last of all.
Australians squirm as Joe Biden forgets Scott Morrison's name. Yeah, good article from The Guardian. Yeah, Australians squirmed. Yeah, I saw that footage this morning. Must admit, squirmed. Oh, I can't remember squirming so much. As a collective nation, I don't think we've ever squirmed so much after seeing the footage today of Joe Biden forget Scott Morrison's name. Oh, wasn't it squirm-worthy? Oh, God. You show me a man who didn't squirm at that, and I'll show you a liar. I squirmed. Oh, did I squirm? I did so much squirming. I needed a deworming. It was one of the great squirms is what happened this morning. Australians squirmed Thursday as US President Joe Biden thanked their Prime Minister for joining a major new defence alliance, but appeared to forget his name. The defence deal may not have got off to the shining start for which ScoMo hoped when US President Joe Biden appeared to forget his name at a crucial moment. Have a listen to this. Beware, if you haven't heard it, pull over because you might squirm.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal.
But safe, Sleepy Joe. I've actually sped it up a little as well. The actual footage goes for about an hour and a half. Sleepy Joe speaks very slowly. But you could see he was clicking over in his head. He was trying to do it. He was like, I think I've heard this guy's name before. I know I've been briefed on this man's name. What is this man's name? I was concentrating. I know Boris Johnson. I did say thank you, Boris. What's that? It's too late. No, I'm just going to have to continue on here.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal.
He points as well. That fellow down under. That one there. I heard there's about 14 million fellows down under, but I want to point out this guy individually. That's his one. Is this fellow responsible for this deal? Oh, Sleepy Joe. To be honest, I don't care. I didn't squirm earlier on today. I don't think many people did. I think it provided us maybe like a bit of light entertainment, maybe a 10-second laugh, maybe a little bit of a chat around the water cooler if you're lucky enough to go to work around the office today, maybe on the work site. So, oh, did you see that this morning? Like, Joe Biden, you've got ScoMo's name. Oh, yeah, show us a video. Oh, yeah, cool. All right, let's get back to mixing that concrete then, boys. I forget names. We've all forgotten a name before. 133353, what happened when you forgot the name? Because that's what is the separation between man and boy. Do you save it? Do you turn it into something else? You say, oh, this is, hang on a second. I'll just let you guys acquaint whilst I go over here and check this popcorn isn't burning. Or sometimes you can just try and back yourself in. You're like, no, I couldn't possibly not remember this person's name as I'm introducing this person to this person. It wouldn't happen like that. Life's not like that. Couldn't just have a mind blank right now. It'll come. It'll be coming. I can tell. My sentence is finishing soon. I can tell. I'll remember his name bloody soon. And then it doesn't come. And then all of a sudden, your father-in-law doesn't like you for the rest of his life. Some people just don't pay attention to names. I was thinking about names this morning. I was thinking about the important people in my life. Even, and this is no respect to my boss, Dan Bradley. But I actually only really connected the dots a couple of weeks ago that he had the same name as me. I didn't really ever think that. I'm concentrating more on his face. I thought his name was Bradley for a little bit. And it wasn't until the other day I thought, oh, yeah, but he's probably called Daniel. I'm called Daniel. But yeah, Dad's probably called Daniel. Oh, we've got the same name. Unbelievable. Some people just don't pay enough attention to names. There was a lady in the office the other day who said, how you going, Lakey? And I was like, ah, yeah, good big dog. And just kept walking. Had no idea. Would not be able to remember her name if you paid me. I was dating a girl once. Briefly forgot her name. And it sounds worse than it is because in this day and age, when you're dating someone, usually you'll meet on the dating app. So you don't usually meet in person. But, oh, hey, how you going? Yeah, you like this nightclub? What's your name? Yeah, my name's this. You don't have that anymore. So you just see their name on the dating app and then you get chatting and then you have a date. And then you don't really ever call someone by their name if you know them personally. And then I had to introduce them about 3 months later. I thought, oh, my God, I forgot. I knew the name. If I had a couple of extra seconds, I would have remembered the name, but I just sort of forgot it at the time because she was also saved in my phone as the special one. So I made a pretty good save there. I was like, oh, yeah, this is my friend, the special one. We met online. And I actually managed to successfully weave through that one. Then a couple of minutes later, I did remember her name. I know it doesn't just happen to me because there was a bloke at the clubs a couple of months back, and he said, bro, I've been chatting with this chick all night, but can you just go up and introduce yourself and just pay special attention to her name? And then can you tell me her name again? Yeah, no worries, man. Easy. Can do. 133353.
What happened when you forgot someone's name?
Someone's name.
What happened when you forgot someone's name? 133353. Did you save it? Or was it as awkward as it sounds? We'll try to get some calls on the air next. Also, oh, double phoner. Any tips to remembering someone's name? Double barrel Thursday. Yeah, nice. Good decision on the fly by me. 133353. What happened when you forgot someone's name? Or tips for remembering someone's name? Damien, you've forgotten someone's name, or is someone forgetting your name?
Danny, how are you, legend?
Ah, yes, good, thanks. Are you forgetting someone's name, or is someone forgetting your name?
There's a bloke at work. I always constantly forget his name.
Oh, great.
And his name is Kian, but I always say Keen. It sounds very similar, and every time I say Keen, he's like, no, it's Kian, and we have a bit of an argument.
Yeah. Well, I'm on your side, Damien. Don't you hate that when someone pulls you up on just the subtle nuances of their name? Don't worry. We know what you're
Do you know how it's spelled? It's spelled K-I-A-N, but I thought, K-I-A-N. Yeah, I thought I just got to say keen. He's very keen.
It's open to interpretation, is it? Keen, Kian, Kai.
And Danny, while I got you on the phone,
oh,
guess I won a Monopoly win again.
Oh, you won another McDonald's Monopoly?
I did.
What did you win?
$100 petrol voucher.
Yeah, there we go.
Bang.
Bang. One of the great strategies, $300 worth of McDonald's for $100 worth of free petrol. Jenny in Glenorchy, you reckon you've got a tip on what to do when you forget someone's name?
Yes, when I'm...
Whoa.
Sorry.
Easy.
When I'm speaking to someone on the phone, sometimes I don't hear their name properly, or I'm thinking about something else, so I just... say.
Sometimes I mishear it and sometimes I'm just distracted and don't find them interesting enough.
No, not really.
Oh.
So I just say, excuse me, who am I speaking to? So they just repeat their name. Yeah. But generally when I'm speaking to someone in person, I remember their name.
Yeah. But wow, what a tip. Never consider that. If you don't hear their name first time, just ask them, hey, sorry, didn't get that. What was your name? Only very quick to strike. You've got to be quick to strike. This doesn't happen after 3 months. If you've built up a relationship with someone over 3 months, you can say, oh, sorry, I didn't quite catch your name 3 months ago. but I like it. Quick thinking. Michael in Queensland. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What happened when you forgot the name?
I'll give you a little bit of a story first.
Oh.
I'd been trying to pick this lady up at the Queenslander, and I knew her name, and we got back to her place. It was her place.
Hello.
And, we did the deed, and we had a great night, and everything like that, but I, because I'm a diabetic, right?
Yeah.
And I wasn't feeling real well in the morning, so I had to get back home, and my mind was all on that.
Yeah.
And, For the life of me, I couldn't remember her name. And, oh, man, did she give it to me.
Right.
You know, she practically kicked me out of the house.
Oh, no.
And onto the street at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Please.
Big night of drinking. That's what it was.
Well, rule number one, never kick a diabetic man out on the street at 5 a.m. And two, how did it come unstuck? Because if you've essentially come back to hers, done the deed, you can just get away with saying goodbye in the morning. You don't really have
to. You should be able to, shouldn't you?
Well, you should, but in a perfect world, of course.
My gosh.
But we know the world doesn't work like that. But how did she then realise you didn't remember her name? You must have brought that up somehow.
Oh, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I was just thinking about getting my shot.
Yeah, okay.
And, going home and getting my shot.
Yep.
And you know what? She was even making some plans to see me. A second time and everything like that. So I must have done pretty well in some departments.
Yeah. I think this guy just wanted to brag that he got a route. Jeff in Victoria Point, hello.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. A few holes in that last man's story, old Swiss cheese tail spinner. But what happened when you forgot the name?
All right. So out in a pub in Brisbane, and a trick, I suppose, if you forget the name is question their age.
Oh, okay.
And when you're in the pub and you got to obviously talk to them and get to know them a bit.
Sure.
But when you forget their name, question their age, and ask them to show you their driver's license.
Oh.
See, then to prove their age, because then you can check the name.
Yes. Almost as good as Jenny from Glenorchy's tip.
It's time for Lakey's List.
Yeah, Lakey's List of life's little annoyances, things that just irk on the side. Sometimes you don't even realise you're annoyed by them until I'll tell you, and you'll probably just be annoyed by them from here on out. Wind chimes, they annoy me. Big wind chime guy in the past. Only though when the wind is blowing anywhere between 4 knots and 5 knots an hour. That's the only time that wind chimes are fun. Anything outside of those small parameters, and it just sounds like bagpipes on a hippie's veranda. Yeah, very annoyed by wind chimes. What else annoys me? Or shiny toilet paper in public toilets. That one ply, sort of like glossy sort of stuff. I never wipe your bum with that. I do bring some home, though, when I'm short on baking paper. Other little things that annoy me. Stickers on apples. Why? No need. Some people say it's for apple identification. Eyeball the apple. I'll trust you. You sell me a Kansy apple and it looks like a Kansy apple, I won't question it's a Kansy apple, even if there's no sticker on the Kansy apple. Don't put stickers on apples. That annoys me. Other little things that annoy me. Oh, bras with three little clasps instead of two. Just when you think you're home and hosed. Just when you think you've done a real clean snap. And then the top one always just lingers around. You go to that double grab and then you're fetching around. And that one can be quite a stubborn one sometimes. All of a sudden, your sex points are dramatically going down. And that girl's books go, has he ever done this before? Does he know how to take off a bra? I'm more of a two-clasp guy, okay? I'll have you know, I've mastered the two-clasp. No one talked about throwing in a third clasp anytime soon. That annoys me. Another little thing that annoys me, capture codes. Ooh, capture codes. When you got to like type in a username and a password or like put in your credit card details, well, could you also just tell us this weird little code that we've written here? Sometimes the codes are so weird that even the human eye can't figure out what the capture code is. What is that? Is that an 8 or a C? What's the going on? I can't help but feel this is a capital X and then a lowercase s. Do I need to replicate that when I type in the capture code box? No, it's not case sensitive. You still get it wrong, though, from time to time. Because you have the option that you can refresh it. But that's a coward's move, isn't it? To refresh the capture code. You've got to give it a go, even if you don't know for sure.
Triple M.